Barrhead Christmas this year was a little brighter for the residents of Barrhead's Golden Crest Manor. On December 23, the more than 40 residents of the independent living residence operated by the Barrhead and District Social Housing Association, BDSHA, received an early Christmas turkey dinner with all the trimmings thanks to the staff at Sanderman's Home Hardware. Store owner Dave Sawatsky said because of COVID he knew there would be residents who would not have the opportunity to enjoy a traditional holiday meal, especially those in BDSHA's facilities that do not provide meal service such as Golden Crest, Jubilee Manor and Pembina Court. It is unlikely that the residents would want to or be able to cook a Christmas dinner for themselves, so we thought we would arrange to deliver such a meal to them. Everyone should be able to have a Christmas dinner. It just makes the holiday a little brighter, he said, adding this is the second year they have done it. In total, Sanderman's delivered 45 meals with the help of Laura's Steak and Pizza, who made the meals, and a couple of volunteers in the facilities who helped distribute the meals. BDSHA activity manager Shelley Oswald said she received nothing but positive feedback from the residents. It was very much appreciated and the meal was delicious, she said. Resident Roy Pitts agreed, saying although the province eased some of the restrictions for social gatherings before the holidays and allowed get-togethers of up to 10 people, including those who were not vaccinated, many residents were hesitant. A lot of residents were invited to Christmas dinner, but do you want to go and take that chance, he said. Pitts added that since the outbreak of the Omicron variant, which has proven to be highly transmissible and can break through vaccine protection, many residents are more hesitant given that older people with underlying health conditions are more susceptible to poor COVID outcomes. That is why the kindness shown through the dinner was even more appreciated, he said. Barry Curtin, townandcountrytoday.com.